Third down and short for the Panthers. Turn, give to Webster, and he's bottled up in the backfield. A loss of a yard for the Panther offense, back to the 43. This is a big play for the Panthers here. Fourth down and two in the fourth quarter now. 11, it's early in the fourth. But if you're Coach Tesh, you really wanted to pick up that third and short.
Yeah, they're going to come out in that shotgun look to where you don't really know, are they going to run, are they going to punt? My guess is they're going to try to take advantage of maybe establishing some field position and go ahead and let Kelby quick punt this thing and try to pin Pearsall back.
10 seconds on the play clock. Cox brings the team to the line. Fourth and two, big play. Jed Hood goes in motion, and so does the Panther offense here. As going to be a false start against the Panthers. And that's going to back them up to a fourth and seven, and this makes the call totally different here.
Yeah, definitely going to have to punt now. We're looking at a fourth and two from the 45, and now we're backed up inside the 40. Almost looked like, just from how bad we jumped there on that play, that maybe we were just going with a long count, hard count, seeing if we could draw them off sides. And if they didn't bite on it, we'd just drop back and punt maybe.
Good snap. Kelby Cox sends a high booming punt here toward the near sideline. And it's muffed. Kubriel dives on it. Nice heads-up play. Tristan Lopez was a step away from getting that football. And that would have been the momentum-shifting play the Panthers need way back at the Maverick 25-yard line.
Yeah, without a doubt, Sam, that would have been a big one for the Panthers if they could have gotten down there and covered that.
Old 300 Barbecue is a sponsor of ours we want to thank tonight. Peterson Tire, KNC Supply, Blanco Regional Clinic, Dripping Springs, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter, and AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all those guys for making tonight's broadcast possible, and thank you for listening, however you may be listening, as the Panthers trying to get their first win of the season here at home against the Pearsall Mavericks. Pearsall brings their shotgun set out here. Nathan Gundara in the gun. He'll fake a handoff here and charges forward, and there's a nice play in the backfield. Cameron Martinez wrapped up Gundara and brought him down for a loss on that play.
Yeah, and Cameron's had several good plays for us tonight on defense, and that one a big one for a loss.
Cameron, the senior, making a nice play. A loss of one back to the 24. Second down and 11, Gundara brings the team to the line here. Here's the huddle. Shotgun set. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. All pretty tight. A spread tight look here. And here's the sweeping handoff to Kubriel. And he has blockers in front of him and space. It's going to be up to Kelby Cox to see if he can bring him down. And Kelby does, inside Panther territory at the 39-yard line. And all second half, that sweeping run play for Oscar Kubriel has been a big one for the Mavericks. Big gainer on that one into Panther territory to the 39-yard line. Sets up a first down.
Yeah, 37-yard run, and just out of nowhere second half, he's just exploded with big runs for the Mavericks to help give them the lead and, again, just get this thing back on the Panther side of the field with another threat for the Mavericks.
Time for a senior like Cameron Martinez to come up with a big play again. Panthers need it here. It's a spread tight formation. Here's the fake, and now Gundara going to charge ahead, and Sebastian Thomas, a senior, wraps him up after a gain of just 1 yard. So not much real estate for the Mavericks. Second down and 9, but it was second 11, the last play that they ripped off for a long one.
Yeah, you're right, Sam. You know, the first half we really never saw. There's never that one big play that the Panther defense gave up. We've seen a couple of them this half where we get some good stands for them and some good defensive plays, and then, boom, they just make that one play that, you know, gets the first down whenever they need it or just backs the Panthers up.
Here goes Kubriel on that sweep to the far side. Stiff arms the man and he's into the second level. Kubriel steps out of bounds at the 25-yard line. But he rips off 13 more yards for the Mustang. Kubriel, a guy, came in with 12 carries on the year, so he averaged 6 a game in the first two. 6 carries for 30 yards is what he averaged. He's had 60 yards coming in on the night, and he is torching the Panther defense right now.
Yeah, and he's with that run right there, it puts him at 100 tonight on 8 carries. And all of it in the second half.
8:55 to go in the ballgame. Pearsall up 9, 21-12. Panther defense needs a stop here. Shotgun set. Manuel Ramos to the left of Nathan Gandara. Gandara fakes the handoff, now charges forward, has a crease across the 20. Brought down by Jed Hood at the 19-yard line. Pickup of 8 yards for Gandara.
Gandara, another one that's starting to put some numbers up for the Mavericks. He's up to 17 carries on the night in 65 yards.
Second down and short for the Mavericks. Offense in the red zone now. Two receivers split out to either side of the formation. Now a back shifts into the backfield, one on either side of Gandara. Here's a handoff sweeping to the near side. Number 12, Munoz, brought down. Nice tackle by Jed Hood to save the touchdown, grabbed the jersey and held on. And first and goal for the Mavericks now at the 9-yard line. Justin Munoz around the near side edge.
Yeah, it almost just looks like the Panther defense just a little flat, maybe a little winded as quick as the Mavericks are getting out and moving the ball and the plays that they're hitting on the outside right now.
Running back on either side of the quarterback, Gandara. Here's a fake, and Gandara charges forward, throws a stiff arm into Van Dyke, but Van Dyke hangs on and brings him down at the 5-yard line. It'll be second and goal. Second down and goal for the Mavericks. Ball in the near side hash. And Nathan Gandara pushing this Maverick offense closer to the goal line. A couple subs coming in for the Panther defense. Number 10, Mario Sanchez in the back end, along with Jacob Mangold now. Kalen Webster and Stephen Flores, the other members of the secondary. Shotgun set. Gandara in the gun. Manuel Ramos, the running back, to his left. Here's a fake to Ramos. Fake to a sweeping Ramos. And now a toss out in the flats and touchdown. Mavericks through the air. Manuel Ramos in the flats from Nathan Gandara. The 4-yard strike, and Pearsall leads at 27-12. Tale of two halves as the Maverick offense has woken up and exploded here in the second half. And they now lead it 27-12, point after try pending. And the point after, no good by Melendez. Too low there. So 7 minutes to go, and it's just a two-score game. Plenty of time for the Panthers still in this ball game. Down 15 points. You got to get a touchdown. You got to get the extra point. You got to get a two-point conversion. But with home run hitters like Kalen Webster, the Panthers are still in this football game.
Yeah, and the Panthers are. They're going to have to have that one or two big plays to eat up some yardage and get them down there so they can get that scoring. And we're going to need the defense to step up and finish this game like they finished the first half. That drive right there by Pearsall was just what they were hoping and wanting to do. 8 plays, 75 yards, ate up almost 4 minutes off of the clock to get the score and pull this thing to a two-score game.
27-12 Mavericks, 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Melendez has it teed up, kicking from right to left. The Panthers will be going left to right. Kalen Webster. Kalen hasn't been kicked to all night, but I'm sure the Panthers are hoping somehow Melendez mishits this one and sends it number two's way.
Yeah, and I'm sure that he's well aware of who he needs to not kick it to and let him get a head start and full head of steam in open space. They're probably going to do the best to try to keep him from getting it.
Melendez has it teed up, waiting for the official signal now. Team's still in the huddle back there. Webster with his heels on the 12. Fortner with his heels on the 11. Now 10-yard line as Tristan backs it up a little. Front line in the middle is Chance Horton. Melendez has the arm raised, ready to kick it off. High end over end, curving toward Fortner. Fields it off a hop. Now he kicked it forward. Tristan going to have to just dive on this football. And he does at the 27-yard line. Just nothing going right in the second half for the Panthers. So Blanco will take over, needing 73 yards where they put it down for pay dirt. And I'm sure we'll see him maybe put the ball in the air here on this drive.
Yeah, I'd expect him, if we go to the air, either looking for Van Dyke, or it seems like when we get that crossing pattern with Daniels, if Kelby has the time, he's usually a good one to find a hole in the middle part of the field.
Here's a motioning Wardlow, and Kelby going to drop back to pass. Looking to throw, has Daniels open in the flat. Daniels charging forward, will get out of bounds at the 38 or 39-yard line. There's 11 yards through the air, and the clock stops. Nice job by the freshman on that play.
Yeah, and gets the first down, gets out of bounds, stops the clock. We're not close to the end yet, but we might as well save as much time as we can.
Going from left to right, Panthers have it at their own 38-yard line. 6:45 to go in the ballgame. Kelby just got 11 yards through the air. Fortner split to the far side. Wing T look for the Panthers. And here's a rollout for the Panthers. Cox in trouble, and he goes down. Number 42, Jacob Youngblood, got in there quick on Kelby. And before he knew it, he was being sacked on the play. Loss of 8 yards for the Panthers. Second down and 18.
We get the start we want on the first play, but then we just have a negative one. Looked like Kelby just had his focus downfield, and right when he tried to make that plant, he was just overwhelmed.
Ball on the far side hash at the 30. The Panthers need 18 yards, 6:15 to go in the ballgame. Wide receiver Peyton Van Dyke to the near side. Aaron Daniels and Cade Phelps the far side. Cox under center. Dropping straight back, looking to throw. Gets a block from Webster. Going to throw a fade up for Van Dyke. And just over the outstretched arm. That's a good ball from Kelby Cox. Kept it outside the numbers. Gave his man a chance. And Peyton couldn't come up with it.
Yeah, just a step or two from being a great play for the Panthers. And Peyton laying out, doing the best he can to get his hands on it.
Van Dyke heads back into the ball game. Tough kid running back in after running that long fade route. Here's a 3rd and 18 play. Two receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Shotgun set for Kelby Cox. Kalen Webster to his left. Webster hadn't got to tote the rock yet here on this drive. Cox dropping straight back, looking to throw. Setting up in the pocket. He's going to throw it deep. He's got a man wide open, and he missed him. Overthrew Justin Wardlow there, who after a secondary man slipped, Kelby had wide open, but the rush was getting close, and Kelby had to just chunk it up.
Yeah, it just got away from him. There wasn't anybody within 15 yards of Wardlow going down. He completes that. Panthers are one score away from having the chance to tie this thing up.
Punt team on for the Panthers. Low snap, but Kelby handles it. And an end-over-end punt toward the near sideline. Bounces at the 40, now inside the 35, and we'll come back to it. Down at the 35-yard line, 5:38 to go in the ballgame. It's getting close with the way the Mavericks have run the football to the Panthers, not getting two chances with the football in this one.
Yeah, Blanco has not been able to stop this offense the second half. I mean, we're looking at the same kids that we held to 13 yards total offense in the first half. But obviously some adjustments that they made at halftime and so far on the ground have just been eating up huge yards on the plays and running the clock down. The Panthers going to have to get a stop here and have to get a stop quick and hopefully be able to keep the two timeouts when they get it back.
Nathan Gandara in the shotgun set, number 32, Manuel Ramos to his left. Two receivers to either side. Here's a fake and now a give to number two, Javier Martinez, on the near side, sweeping, bouncing off a tackler, and then Wes Eskew and Jed Hood wrap him up and knock him down. After a gain of 8 yards, not the start you wanted for the Panther defense.
No, Sam, almost looks now like the Panthers are just starting to get a little tired on the defensive side of the ball. Some of these guys that aren't out there on offense are not getting much of a break this half when our offense got on. We've just kind of stalled.
Shotgun set, a running back to either side of Gandara. Gandara going to wait for this play clock to run down. Running back on either side. He'll take the snap, give to number 9. This is Vincent Torres. And Torres wrapped up short of the first down. Wes Eskew again shooting in there. The senior makes the stop, and it's third and one. This is the biggest third and one of the night for the Panther D.
Yeah, Blanco definitely has to get the stop right here. We can't afford to let him get a first down and eat a couple more minutes off the clock.
Third down and one upcoming for the Mavericks. The beef in there for the Panther D line. Shotgun set, three receivers to the near side, one to the far side, one running back. Javier Martinez beside Nathan Gandara. He'll take the shotgun snap, turn and give it to Martinez. And in the backfield, wrapped up, Toby Treche makes the biggest stop of the night for the Panther defense. A loss of two, and it's fourth down and three. The Panthers still can't use those timeouts yet. And what looks like the punt team coming on for the Mavericks. Kalen Webster got to drop back and give the Panthers a chance here.
Yeah, huge play by Toby Treche, especially in the not just that he stopped him from the first down, but that he tackled him for a loss to back this thing up enough to where Pearsall can't even think about going for it. The way they've had success moving the ball on the ground, a fourth and short at midfield and two scores ahead, you almost think they'd just go for it because a first down would have all but put the game away.
The Mavericks going to take a timeout here as the punt unit couldn't get on in time. 3:30 to go in the ball game. Panthers were all past last drive. It looks like with the punt coming from about the 40, Panthers could start around their own 30, maybe 35, and then going to have to get a quick score. And what's, if you're optimistic for the Panthers, Kelby Cox was just a couple yards away from having a long touchdown strike to Wardlow on the last drive. And I think if one of those guys can get behind this Maverick secondary, those two safeties, they're looking to stop the run. If you can get behind one of those two guys, the Panthers have a chance to hit a big play with the pass.
Yeah, and if you look at tonight, there have been several times where the Panthers have gotten a guy behind the secondary where we've hit those seams where we've had about a 10-yard window in the middle of the field where we were wide open. You know, we just need another second or two for Kelby if the line can just bind that time to where he doesn't have to rush or allow him to get those shoulders around. I mean, those are completions that he's going to be able to make all day.
Here's the punt from the Mavericks. End over end, Fortner will let it bounce at the 30, and now he lets it bounce and roll all the way down to the 22-yard line. So Tristan Fortner, a mistake there by this young football player as he could have came up, fielded that one, and put the Panthers in a little bit better of a spot. So a shotgun set, or excuse me, it looks like a pass-catching set out there for the Panthers. Ball on the 21-yard line. 79 yards to go. They need a score and score quickly for the Panthers. It's exciting that they have an opportunity here. Two receivers to the near side. Tight end Aaron Daniels on the far side. Two running backs in the backfield. Roll out pass try here from Cox. Looking to throw it.
We got Phelps.
Sets his feet. Got Phelps and complete. And Cade gets out of bounds. Nice throw. Good catch from Cade. And up to the 39-yard line for the Panthers, and the clock's going to stop.
Yeah, and that's another one. That was kind of a wheel route where after he got by the outside receiver, he gets about another 10 yards and then just turns to the sideline, make the catch. If you kind of watch on that, safety was over the middle of the field, didn't pay any attention to Phelps. They could almost come back with that same play here in a little bit and let him just keep going down the sideline, and he's going to probably clear and be wide open.
That was that wheel and stop you've seen the Panthers run before. Here's a rollout to his left and throw for Kelby. Sets his feet. Going to chunk it deep for Cade. And oh, just incomplete. Nice closing speed. Got to tip your cap to the Maverick, Adrian Anzua there to close back on Cade, who had a step. And Kelby chunked that thing about 50 yards downfield from the Panther 30 to the Maverick 20. What an arm from the young junior quarterback.
Yeah, and again, good coverage by the Mavericks, a good route by Phelps, and a good pass by Kelby. It was just a step from being a big play for the Panthers.
And a nice play there once again. Adrian Anzu on the back end of that Maverick defense. Cox under center here for a second and 10 play. Going to roll to his right and look to throw. Gets a block from Webster. Now stepping up in the pocket. Throws it high and incomplete. I think that one was intended for Aaron Daniels, actually, but the rush got on him quick and the ball sailed. It'll be third and 10. The Panthers need to get a chunk of it here at least.
Yeah, we had Daniels kind of clearing at that mid-level, and then you had Phelps above him with about 5 yards either side of him open, and it just kind of was right in between the two of them.
Third down and 10, ball on the near side hash at the 39. 3 minutes exactly to go in this football game. Van Dyke splits out to the far side. Cox comes under center. Jed Hood, the fullback, in there. Justin Wardlow, the running back. Here's a rollout pass play. Hood throws a block and pass complete to Van Dyke. Van Dyke turns and he's close to that first down stick, and he's going to be a yard shy. Clock continues to move as Peyton couldn't get out of bounds there. Nice tackle from the Maverick secondary. Going to set up a fourth down and one. Good throw rolling to his left by Kelby Cox.
Yeah, and Peyton was fighting for the first down, and when he did, he kind of turned to the inside rather than the outside, and they were able to keep him in bounds, which for against the Panthers is going to eat some seconds off the clock.
Fourth down and one. Panthers got to get this yard here. Under center, Kelby Cox. Motioning is Tristan Fortner, and motioning is the Panther offense, I believe. We'll see what the flag is. See if he was induced offsides or if it was before the Panthers could go here. Fourth down and six, not where you want to be. And it is a false start against the Panther offense. Going to bring up fourth down and six. Kelby Cox, the gamer out there. How many times has Kelby put the ball in the air tonight for the Panthers?
17 times.
Woo! For a Blanco offense, that's getting up there.
Yeah, 7 to 17 right now.
This is a big fourth down play for the offense. 2:12 and counting to go in the football game. Jed Hood, the fullback, Justin Wardlow, and Tristan Fortner, the other running backs back there. Cox going to roll to his right, looking to throw. Sets his feet. He's got Fortner, and it's incomplete off the hands of Tristan there. And that will be a turnover on downs. Kelby hanging his head. What a tough way for it for the offense to get off the field. Kelby made a great read, got the ball out of his hands quick. Fortner just couldn't snag it. Coach Balmos and Coach Rogers telling Kelby and Fortner to keep their heads up. That was a good-looking development there for the Panther offense. Just a tough break. So 1:57 to go in the ball game, and the Mavericks, with the 15-point lead, will look to kill some more clock. Shotgun set for Gandara, and he will give on a sweeping handoff here. Round the right side, nice tackle. Out of bounds. Good job by the Panther defense there. Sebastian Thomas to knock Vicente Torres out of bounds after a gain of 4, maybe 5 yards.
Yeah, once he hurdled the one Panther over there who went in low for the tackle, he didn't have any momentum anymore, and those Panthers were able to knock him out of bounds, give themselves a chance here to stop it just under 2 minutes.
Second down and five upcoming for the Mavericks. Shotgun set, a running back to either side of Gandara. In the gun, he will give on a sweeping play to Javier Martinez. Around the near side. Oh, and Mangold couldn't grab a foot there. The ball came free, and the Panthers recover. Big play by the Panther defense. A turnover by Javier Martinez, forced by number 10 of the Panther defense, Mario Sanchez. Jed Hood on the recovery. The Panthers have it with 1:42 to go in the ballgame. Third turnover forced by the Panther defense. And now the Panthers are going to have to keep airing it out. Need a big play quickly here.
You know, there have been a couple times where Phelps has been the one to come open for the Panthers, and he definitely has the speed. I would expect him to do something in the flats or something where he's going to go out and up.
Here's a quick pass in the flats to Jed Hood. Jet. And did he get out of bounds? He does. Jet gets out of bounds at the 34-yard line. Made a guy miss and then was close to being tackled inbounds. But Jet does get that football out after a pickup of 9. Easy little dump off there. Nice read from the quarterback, Kelby Cox. Got it out of his hands quickly. Brings up second down and 1 for the Panther offense. Two receivers to the far side. And now they're going to say it's a first down for the Panthers. Chains move and reset at the 34, so a pickup of 10 through the air. Phelps Panther and Van Dyke on the far side. Down. Two running backs in the backfield. Cox rolls to his left looking to throw. Gets a block from Webster. Now Eskew, and Kelby steps up in the pocket. Looking to run now. Kelby tucks it. trying to get to the near sideline and will go down at the 40. 120 and counting, and Panthers get 6 yards. Jed Hood comes in. Clock continues to move. We're at 110 to go in the ballgame. Plays need to come in quick for the Panthers now. 105 and counting. 27-12. Pearsall leads it. Panthers at their own 40. Van Dyke splits out to the far side. Cox under center. Rolling left. Looking to throw. And chunks one toward Fortner, and it's incomplete. And incomplete, no flag on the play. Second down and 4. Coach Rogers can't believe that one. And a third down and 4 now for the Panthers. Third down and 4 upcoming for the Panther offense. Ball on the near side hash. 49 seconds to go in the ball game. The incomplete pass stops the clock. The Panthers asking for a reset of the play clock. And they'll get it now. The reset coming. And here goes the clock. Panther offense to the line. 49 seconds to go in the ball game. One receiver to either side of the formation. Cox rolling left, looking to throw. Sets his feet, throws it out toward the flat. Justin Wardlow makes the catch, steps out of bounds with the first down at the 44-yard line. So a fresh set coming for the Panthers. 41 seconds to go. But the Panthers going to have to start taking some shots down the field.
Yeah, they're going to need something big, and they're going to need it real quick.
41 seconds to go in the ballgame. 27-12 the score. Panthers at their own 44. A bunch tight set. Two tight ends in the formation. And Cox going to throw back toward Wardlow, and he's got him. Justin makes the grab, and not sure if he got out of bounds, but he got the first down into Maverick territory to the 44-yard line. And we will see if the Panthers did get out of bounds there. 34 seconds to go in the ballgame. Looking for a reset of the play clock, and they got it. And the clock does remain stopped. So nice play there for a 12-yard pickup.
Yeah, that's a good play. Did a good job on getting out of bounds once he got the first down.
Panthers at the Maverick 34, and here's a fade route being thrown toward Van Dyke, and it's incomplete. In and out of the hands of Peyton. What a beautiful throw that was from Kelby Cox.
Yeah, Kelby has hit that fade route really well tonight. First one, he just missed Van Dyke down the sideline for what would have been a really big play earlier. Van Dyke did a really good job laying out for it, but this one here, again, just hits him right in stride. Just defender kind of flashed in front of him, either blocked his view or maybe took his eyes off of it for just a second. Probably should have had that one. Would have been a big play for the Panthers down inside the 20.
29 seconds to go in the ball game. Cox going to roll to the near side. And pump fakes, now chunks it out here, and it's going to be a catch, and a penalty flag flies.
We're going to have a rough in the quarterback.
Jake Mangold, excuse me, and personal foul roughing the passer, as Coach Mark told us, so 15 yards tacked on to the end of it from the 32. The Panthers are going to have it at the 17. So 12-yard pickup through the air for the Panthers, and then 15 more tacked on to it. Panthers getting closer and closer to the end zone, but with 20 seconds to go, the touchdown's going to have to come quick. 27-12, Pearsall leads it. Kelby Cox under center. Van Dyke split out to the near side. Cox takes the snap, rolling right, looking to throw. Flags fly. Here's a toss toward the end zone. Incomplete. Intended for Peyton Van Dyke. We'll see what the flag call is. Two flags on the field.
And we're going to get a hold.
Maybe. Looks like a hold against the Panthers. 11 seconds to go now, Coach, and the Panthers definitely want to try to punch it into the end zone for pride's sake, but it looks like too little too late as far as the game goes.
Yeah, and this thing, I think when we get done here and start looking at it, it's just going to be the tale of two halves. A game that the Panthers defensively just absolutely dominated in the first half. Just could not find a way to stop Pearsall in the second half, and then some costly turnovers and a few times of not making the play when we needed to has come back to haunt them.
Shotgun set. Cox throws a slant route to Fortner. He's into the second level, and Tristan Fortner scores a touchdown for the Panthers with 2:01 left in the ball game. 1 second to go, and the Panthers score. That was a beautiful throw again from Kelby Cox.
Yeah, really, really, really good play there by Cox, hitting Fortner across the middle, and then Fortner doing a good job dancing his way between people to get to the end zone.
Cox on in the offense to try a two-point conversion here. Kelby drops straight back, going to throw a fade up toward Van Dyke and over the outstretched arms of Van Dyke. 3 seconds to go in the ball game, 27-18, so still two scores. So regardless, Pearsall going to get the win. The Pearsall Mavericks going to get this one. 3 seconds to go in the ball game, but what a last couple drives. How fun was that probably for Kelby Cox getting to come out here and just air the football out?
Yeah, that's not something you typically see with a Panther logo on the quarterback's helmet. He's put up numbers that for some Panther quarterbacks are a season.
25 throws in this ballgame. That's a quarter of what I had my whole senior year. The whole 13 games, he just did a quarter of it in one. And about 20 of them came in the second half. So, Kelby, the loss is tough, but realize you for a Blanco quarterback, that was about as fun of a sequence as you can have.
You know, I think, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but if there's just one thing that just totally defines this game, it is absolutely the opening kickoff. Us dropping that and them running it
and
right back.
The Panthers get the onside kick, so 1 second remaining in the football game is where it should be, and the Panthers are going to get one more chance just to throw it up toward the end zone and have some fun with it. Down 9 on the scoreboard, but the Panthers recover the onside kick. What a beautiful onside kick from Zach Rogers.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's a really, really, really good one. Kid from Pearsall should have stayed back. He came up and kind of attacked the ball and just couldn't handle it. And the Panthers did a good job getting on it real quick.
Official stoppage on the field. We'll let you know some scores from around the Sun Radio Sports Network. Navarro up on Gonzalez 55-11 over in Seguin tonight. And the Panthers are going to have it at their own 47-yard line. Kelby Cox can put it 50 yards in the air, so they'll get one heave toward the end zone. And we'll check the rest of the scores from around the district here. So we have an official stoppage on the field. Marlin up 24-8 on Rogers, 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Wow, Rockdale 62-21 over Lexington. That was 21-14 at the half. So Rockdale came out and put up some points on the Lexington Eagles in Lexington tonight. That one is just about to end the third. So still some time for Rockdale in that one. 32-20, Holland leads Florence. And Mason up 14-7 on Comfort with 5 minutes to go in that ball game. Good football game there. Johnson City leads 34-23 over the San Saba Armadillos as the official stoppage about ready to resume now here on the field. But Rockdale must be better. My roommate in college is from Rockdale, and he said, nah, we're not that good this year. Well, they must be better than he indicated. Either that or Lexington's having a tough night. So the Panthers going to come out 1 second on the clock. 27-18 is the score. Three receivers on the far side of the field. One to the near side. Kelby Cox in the shotgun. Kalen Webster to his left. And I think we'll just see how far Kelby can throw it here. Kelby, another chance to pad those numbers tonight. Cox takes the snap, rolling left. Steps up in the pocket, heaves it deep. Van Dyke trying to get under it like a center fielder. No, batted down, falls incomplete. And that will do it for the ball game. It looked like the coaches for the Panthers wanted an explanation because Pearsall may have had 12 players on the field in that one, but no, they will end it. The ball game over. The officials run off the field. So maybe just a weird game from the start of the kickoff to the end of this one with the touchdown coming late, with this last play, with the penalties. Just a weird football game. And after the final horn blows, the Panthers fall in this one 27-18.
You know, this is one I think Blanco's going to look back. Thank goodness it's not a district game, because those are the ones that come back and haunt you, especially when it gets close to determining who's going to make the playoffs and who isn't. But, you know, we look at the Panthers' scores, all three of those touchdowns not being able to convert the extra points. You know, that kind of plays into it. And then, of course, that crazy beginning we had to the game where the Panthers fumbled the opening kickoff on their own 25. Pearsall picks it up, runs it in for an easy touchdown. And then even on their extra point, one that they should have missed, kicker kicks the ball right into the rear end of the center, only to have it roll right back to the holder, who picks it up and runs it in for 2 points and an 8-0 lead to, you know, start the game just 13 seconds into it.
And we've harped on it all night, but a tale of two halves in this football game. The score on the opening kickoff by Pearsall, and then the Panthers control the rest of the first half, going to the locker room up 12-8. And then in the second half, the Mavericks come right out, and the Panthers can't stop their offense. They're running up and down the field. And then this last couple drives for the Panthers start putting a lot of air in the football and end up scoring a late touchdown to cut the lead to 27-18, recover an onside kick with 1 second left, and get one last heave toward the end zone. Just a wild sequence of events in this football game. And after it's all said and done, the Panthers fall to 0-3 on the 2016 season.
Yeah, and Sam, you know, I'm still looking. I got the halftime stats in front of me. It's hard to believe just how dominant Blanco played in that first half, only giving up one first down and 13 yards to the Mavericks. And then those guys come out, and you look at the quarterback. I think he was sitting at 16 yards rushing at the half, and he finishes the game with 70 yards. And then number 25 for the Mavericks, Oscar Kubriel, he just goes off in the second half. 8 carries, ends up really 6 carries in the second half for 100 yards. And he breaks off a couple of big runs, 27 and 37 yards, and then also has 3 runs, 13, 9, and 12, that were key first downs for them on third and longs in the second half. You know, you look at that, and then even though the Maverick passing game was just totally gone in the first half, it didn't even exist, those guys come out in the second half, complete 4 or 5 passes for 36 yards and a touchdown. So definitely some adjustments at halftime. Again, you know, we've said it the last 2 weeks where the Panthers really need to use these games as something to build on and gain some experience. You know, the first two games, they were kind of the whole night playing from behind, and at least this game tonight, they were in it all the way until the end. And can definitely look back and see some areas where they can improve on, and see this as a game that I think all of them are going to feel like they should have won.
Right, I agree. And it'll be easier to watch film of this one, a lot more positives. Once again, this team's improving week by week. Such a young team, such an inexperienced team, but you're seeing the gears click, and you're seeing them start to see what it takes to have winning football. It takes 4 quarters of tough football, and this is on your home field out here. Kelby Cox, so tough week in and week out, and again, showed some poise and some moxie, and the kid can really spin it for the Panthers. Did Kalen end up with 100 tonight?
He hit 100, and then he had the very next play, they drop it for a yard loss, so he's going to sit one short of the century mark, but still a good night for him, 21 carries, 99 yards, 2 touchdowns. Kelby had completed 3, 6, 9. Was 12 of 26. He did have a couple of interceptions. One of them was basically just a punt at the end of the half. But he did have the touchdown strike there at the end of the game to make the score look better. And he had several other passes tonight that were just really good throws, maybe one or two that should have been caught. And again, just one of those things. There's a lot of things we can look on and harp on from tonight that makes a difference for the Panthers in the long run.
Whoa, so the phone just updated, and Mason's up 34-14 on Comfort now. That's the only score that's changed from when we announced them. No, Lexington got a touchdown on Rockdale, 62-28. So that's the scores from around the area. We'll remind you you're listening to Blanco Panther Varsity Football on KTSN Blowout Johnson City, broadcasting at 88.9 FM, and K295 CK Luckenbach Fredericksburg broadcasting at 106.9 FM, streaming online at BlancoRadio.com and on the Sun Radio app, all part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. I want to thank our sponsors, Blanco National Bank, Communicare Healthcare of Wimberley, Lone Star Capital Bank of Blanco, Cox Paving, Dirt Works, Spring Branch Water Well Service, Asphalt Specialist, Claypack Greenhouses, Blanco Heating and Cooling, Remax Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, Old 300 Barbecue, Peterson Tire, K&C Supply, Blanco Regional Clinic, Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter, and AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Texas. And new tonight, a sponsor came up to the press box and said they want to be on the broadcast, want to be a part of this. Axe Available Construction here in town. A big thank you to them for joining us tonight. Coach Mark and I will be on the road next week. We'll be in Randolph for the Panthers' fight with the Rohawks, and this team keeps improving, Coach. I got a good feeling about next week.
Yeah, and Randolph typically, you and I have talked over the years, has not really been a place where the Panthers have had a lot of success. We've picked up some wins, but they've always been hard-fought games. But I do think Blanco's going to come out of this one with some confidence. They definitely played better, had a really good showing in the running game and the passing game tonight. So hopefully this momentum can carry over for the Panthers.
That's going to do it for the coach and I, as the Panthers fall to 0-3 on the year tonight with a tough, hard-fought loss to the Pearsall Mavericks. Final score 27-18 from Panther Stadium. You've been listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com. Have a good night. We'll see you next week. 7:05, we'll have the pregame show from Randolph. This has been a presentation of Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to Panther Football on 88.9 FM, 106.9 FM, and BlancoRadio.com. This has been a presentation of the Sun Radio Sports Network.